We're very thankful to God for many blessings of life, and especially to be among the living on this morning. Thank God for another day. Amen. If you're happy to be alive, I'd like to hear you say amen. Amen. How many of you want to go to heaven? Amen. How many of y'all go real bad? Amen. How many of y'all want to die today and go? Say amen real loud. Y'all need this word. That's y'all need the Bible. You need to know more about what to do. Is that right? Amen. God bless you. Good to be here. Good to have those who are here. I'm going to say to the facilities ministry, that clock is not right. So if I preach to midnight, don't nobody die because I can't get you up. Yeah, Paul preached to midnight, man. Fell dead. He got him up. If you die, you just got to lay there. Ain't nothing I can do for you. But if they get that clock fixed, I might not preach to midnight. I think I'll be all right, though. If you're visiting with us, you're not a member of the Church of Christ, you're an honored guest of the audience. We thank you for being with us. You're experiencing a New Testament pattern of worship where we sing without the help of mechanical instruments or music. We use our voices as the Christians did in the New Testament, speaking themselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in their hearts to the Lord, not right here. You know, I grew up in the Baptist faith. Wonderful people, good people, all wonderful people. All my family was Baptist. I don't let people talk about my family, but we hit on our heart. That's a pump. That's a blood pump. That ain't got nothing to do with nothing but pumping blood. It ain't going to do no thinking. Ain't no knowledge stored there, but amen. And so you got to understand singing is coming from here. God is the object of worship, not us. So you're in the presence of God in worship. Amen. And worship. Worship, not worship, but worship. You can worship on a star, but you worship God. It's W-O-R, worship. We worship God, who is a spirit. And this is a physical. This is you don't worship with this. This is not worship. Worship is when man's spirit connects with God's spirit. Amen. That's spiritual worship. Mm-hmm. Amen. That's why you can't worship him with clapping and hands and all that. That's not worship. That's emotionalism. Shouting and jumping and flipping is disorder. Mm. Yeah, tongue speaking is a language. It was never intended to do anything other than convince people that God was working through the apostles. That's all it was. And those apostles could be standing here speaking in English. And, Russians would understand them in Russian. They would understand them in German. And Japanese would understand in Japan. And they could speak one language and everybody could hear it in their own language. That's tongue speaking. It never was this gibber jabberish jargon. That's jargon. That's meaningless. It has no meaning. Amen. So, yeah, they did it in the first century, but they didn't have no Bible. So the apostle had to have something to prove. Amen. Until, and if you go to some of these perverted doctrines I'm going to be talking about, they say, well, you know, it's when he who is perfect comes back. The Bible don't say he who is perfect. He said that which is perfect. That is the Bible. It's the perfect law of liberty. They didn't have it then in the first century. The apostle was writing. So they had to have the ability to speak in a language so everybody could understand them. As on the day of Pentecost, when Apostle Paul, Peter stood up and everybody heard them in their own language. That's tongue speaking. That's stuff you see today. That's perversion. I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to talk slowly about these perverted doctrines today. So what you're experiencing and why you're maintaining control in worship, because you're in the presence of the judge. Amen. And the world gets this when it comes to the prison of Judge Judy. Nobody cut ups in her. You know, amen. Nobody cut up in front of the judge. And the judge, all rise. Amen. That's what it should be in worship. It should be all rise. You're entering into the presence of God. And that's where you are. And in the presence of God, we sing. We pray to God. We go to the throne of God. And you approach his throne of God with respect and reverence. Amen. You go into the throne of God. You take your shoes off like Moses had to do when he went in the presence of God. And in worship, we're in the presence of God. And so we will carry out the New Testament pattern, two posts, as they say in the Greek which only means pattern. Amen. The reason why I got this coat on, somebody made a pattern. If they want to get the same coat, you got to use the same pattern. If you want to be a Christian, then go back to the pattern of the New Testament. What was that pattern? They were singing. Amen. Somebody said, well, David had instruments. David wasn't no Christian. You understand? David sacrificed bulls and goats. Amen. And David, under his law, you got stoned if you committed adultery. Anything, you stoned the devil. Y'all want that one? You go on over there and get David's instruments then. If you get his instruments, get his bulls and his goats and incense. Amen. Like some today are trying to mimic the pieces of the Old Testament that they want to keep. They don't want them stones. Amen. Go back over there and get that stone. You want under that Mosaic law? Hey, go ahead on. I ain't trying to be David. I want to be over there with Peter and James and John. Amen. Where God forgave them. Amen. Amen. So the Jews, they stoned Stephen. And they were still trying to kill him under the old law, but Jesus stood up right when they started stoning. They said they were called Christians first in Antioch. There wasn't no Christians over there with David. You might don't run over there. Don't run over there with David. You might well just tell me you don't know nothing about your Bible. You go over there with David. You don't know much about what you're talking about. You need to be a good Bible student to go to heaven. Yeah, amen. Like you need to be a good math student to read, to count your money. Y'all can count your money, can't you? Amen. Educate on how to count money. Amen. Get educated on what you must do to go to heaven. Amen. It's in the book. It's in the book. His Bible is right in it. So what we spend every Sunday, we're going to take the Lord's Supper every Sunday. Every first day of the week, we're going to do that. And that's so, yes, what you're experiencing this morning. So you're visiting with us. Understand this, that Jesus hung on a cross for you. He suffered for you that you can be saved. You know, I simply wrote in the book what you must do to be. You got to believe that now. You got to believe that with all of your heart. You got to believe. You can't just, well, I believe in Jesus, but I don't believe in some of the stuff in the Bible, but I believe in Jesus. Well, you got to walk belief because you ain't seen no Jesus. Where you get that from? You got that from a book you just said you didn't believe in. That's amazing. Educated people say stuff like that. How can you be so educated that you missed a simple point? That you talk about you believe in a Jesus in a book you're going to believe in. Does that make sense? Yeah. If Jesus is true and you didn't see him and it came from this book, then everything in it must be true. Or Jesus could be just a big fairy tale. Is this a fairy tale? No. It's absolute 100% truth. And in the Church of the Christ, we believe just that. We believe it's 100% accurate. Therefore, we will not add to it, nor will we take from it. Neither will we seek to please men. Paul, as we will see today, Paul said, if you seek to please men, you're not the servant of Christ. That's under Brother Brooks' watch. That's the way it's going to be, Church of Christ. I'm just holding my position. I'm holding my position. I think I'm in a good place, though. I think I'm all right. I'm right there with Paul, right there with Peter. They held on what they had to hold on to. Yeah, if you got to die believing it, go on and die believing it. But it's right. It's right. It's right. I believe. How many of y'all believe it's right? In Galatians chapter 1, we started there last week, and I stay right there on that part where we talked about the world, the work world. Let's go back today. I want to get on this piece here. I want to talk about how this thing, what I'm preaching is not for man. It's not for man. You got to understand that. And Paul said in Galatians chapter 1, he was writing to the churches in Galatia. And so he says, Paul, an apostle, not of men.
Neither by man.
Neither by men.
But by Jesus Christ.
But by Jesus Christ.
Paul and God the Father.
The apostles were, men who were chosen by God. And he was talking about God who raised Jesus from the dead. Now, understand this. Everyone in here need to understand that the Bible is absolutely right. And so in order to become a man or woman of faith, faith coming by what? Hearing and hearing by the word of God. Then we have to believe certain things in order to establish a belief that cannot be shaken. And in verse, we got to believe, according to 2 Timothy 3:16, all what? Scripture is given by who? The inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good work. 2 Peter 1:20 and 21, what it says, knowing this first, what? No prophecy of the scripture is of any, what? Private interpretation, for the prophecy came not in the old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake, and they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Jesus told his disciples, his apostles, howbeit, in John 16:13, howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, shall come, he would guide you into all truth. So the Bible is all truth given through men, such as Paul, an apostle, not by men, but by Jesus Christ. And so when we learn these things, then you start believing. Verse 2, he said, and all the brethren
which are with me unto the churches of Galatia,
grace be to you,
and peace from God the Father, and from our Lord Jesus Christ.
I talked about that last week. Who gave himself
for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present
evil world,
according to the will of God and our Father.
And to whom
be glory forever and ever.
Now, here's verse 6. I am marveled, Paul said, I'm
marveled that you are soon removed.
That you're so soon removed
from him that called you
into the grace that called you
of Christ
unto another into gospel. Into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. Listen to the next verse. He said,
which is not
is
another.
Not another. There's not another gospel, but there be some
that trouble
will
you.
Trouble you.
And will pervert the gospel of Christ.
Same people would pervert the gospel of Christ. Now, when we start talking about the gospel, there is the gospel in the Word of God. True it is. The Word of God has the gospel included in good news, inclusive in this book called the Bible. All scripture is from the Bible, but not all scripture is gospel. How you know that, brother? And gospel means good news in Revelation chapter 20. And the verse is number 12. Here's how I know all the Bible is not gospel. All the Bible is the Word of God. That's what all the Bible is. But the gospel is good news to the lost sinner, and the Word of God is to every mankind, that he or she must obey the gospel according to the Word of God in order to save their soul. How do I know the Word of God is not all gospel? Because Revelation, Paul, the Bible says in Revelation 20 and verse 12, John said, I saw the dead,
small and great, stand before God.
And the
books were open.
The books were open. 66 books of the Bible going to be open on the day of judgment. Reading.
And another book
was open,
which is the book of life.
And those who are saved, names will be in the book of life. But understand this, the name can come out of the book of life. It can be blotted out as well. So just because your name in the book of life doesn't mean you're going to heaven. You got to die with your name in the book of life. See, you can leave, you can no such thing as, there's a perversion too, it's a perverted gospel. And this whole thing, this one is about that perversion. And so the good news is the Bible says, and he said, those things which are written in the books according to their work, they're going to be judged for. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it. And notice what he said, and death
and
hell
delivered up the dead which were in them.
They were judged
every man according to their
and
works.
And death and hell were cast
into the lake of fire.
And this is
the second death.
That's bad news. That's not gospel news. That's bad news. So you say the Bible is the gospel. No, the gospel has facts according to it. Paul said in Romans chapter 1 and verse number 16, Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, G-O-S-P-E-L, of Christ.
For it is the power of God
unto salvation. God to save a man,
to everyone that believes.
There is a gospel that must be preached. And this gospel is, he said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. The gospel, the good news is of the Savior, the gospel of Christ. He says the gospel of Christ. There's good news comes with Christ. It's the gospel of Christ. Well, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, the gospel of Christ, the good news is attached to Christ. That makes sense. Is it what he say?
For it is the power. Now notice it
by itself. It. Romans 1:16 say it. There's one thing that will save the world. Now go to Matthew 16, 18. Hold your verse there. Because I'm going to be challenged by even some Church of Christ. Preacher, don't get this thing. Now watch this now. We understand it when it comes to Matthew 16, 18. The Bible says what? Jesus said,
And I say unto thee, Peter, that thou art Peter.
And upon this rock I will build my church.
And my church.
When he says my father, it meant one father. When he says my father, it meant the father of Christ. If Christ say my father, the father of Christ. When he say my church, you got it already, don't you? It's the church of Christ. Upon this rock, that foundation that Peter stated that thou art the Son of God. Based on that rock, Peter, I will build my church. Now, that eliminates other churches.
That
eliminates. That's why I said, Brother Brooks, I already know. Well, if you already know it good, let somebody else learn it then. he said, now my church, then he says what?
And the gates of hell.
Here's like where my point is. The gates of hell
shall not prevail against it.
How many churches? One. How many gospels? One. There's only one thing that'll save the world. It's called the gospel of Christ. It ain't called the word of God. Just reading the word of God won't save you. Many people today are in pulpits calling themselves reverends and fathers, preaching from the word of God, but not preaching the gospel that saves. What gospel saves? Paul said after Jesus' resurrection, Mark 16, 15, Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel that he that believeth and is
baptized
shall be saved. Now, the Baptist preacher, Methodist preacher, Catholic preacher, Pentecostal preacher, Presbyterian preachers could all preach this verse if it wasn't a perversion. Somebody perverted the gospel. Jesus said, go preach it. What gospel must be preached? Well, 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through Paul, Paul says specifically, and has facts attached to what gospel must be preached. Now, Paul said, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel. There it is.
Which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein you stand, by which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, lest you believe in vain.
Read.
For I delivered unto you the deliverance of the gospel.
Notice this. You can have the gospel is in the word of God, but if you don't, and you can preach the word of God and never preach the gospel, but you can't preach the gospel without preaching the word of God because it's in the word. Y'all got that? Y'all missed that, didn't you? Y'all missed that? Or did y'all get it? You can preach the word of God and never preach the gospel in facts. But you can't preach the gospel in fact without preaching the word of God. Don't confuse the matter. Listen to what the book said now. Paul said, I preach unto you what?
The gospel.
The gospel. Read on.
Which I preached unto you.
Which also you have received.
And
wherein ye stand.
Wherein you stand, by which also you are saved.
If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed.
What
in vain.
Did you preach specifically, Paul? Read.
For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received.
What I, the apostle, had to receive.
How that Christ died for our sins.
Here come the specific facts of what must be preached. how Christ died for our sins according to the scripture. The scripture tells us that he came through Virgin Mary, that they took him in Jerusalem, that he cried in the garden, that they whipped him with a whip, they put a crown of thorns on his head, they led him up a hill called Calvary. It teaches us that he hung with nails in his hands and his feet, and he hung 6 hours. The scripture tells us, the word of God tells us, he stayed on the cross, he shed his blood for us. It was on the cross, it was him in the word of God who told us, if I be lifted up, I'll draw men to me. The way we're going to save the world, you got to hang the Savior on the cross before the sinner. That's what gospel preaching is. No cross, no effect. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and the verses number 17. Get there for me briefly. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse number 17. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, 17. Paul had already told them this before he got to chapter 15. Listen what he says.
For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel.
What he said? See, Paul didn't believe in baptism. See, that just tells me you're not a Bible student. See, I preach the gospel every Sunday, but you'll never see me get up here and physically baptize anybody. That's all he was talking about. Somebody else can baptize them. I'm going to just keep preaching. Amen. I'm throwing the gospel hook out there. Hook them in, reel them in, throw them in the water. God, clean them up, send them out. That's how you clean fish. God, scale him and gut him. He come up a new man, right? They're good. I like that, don't you? That's a pretty good analogy. Yeah. Throw him in there, let God clean him. He's a fish cleaner. I just throw the gospel in there now. You catch all kind of fish in the gospel, baboons and what they call them, catfish and barracudas and sharks. And you know all kind of folk in the church. They bite, they snatch, they stick you. It'll catch anything, man. That gospel net will catch a thief. It'll catch a robber. It'll catch whoremongers. It'll catch a drug dealer. Catch a prostitute. It'll catch anything. It'll catch them holier-than-thou folk and bring them to their knees. You put the gospel on them. They'll come down to their knees and start saying, Lord, what must I do? It'll catch an atheist. You get him on his deathbed and see what happened to him. You start talking about, oh, God. You want to hear some good news now, don't you? I thought you didn't believe in God. It's amazing how folks say they don't believe in something, then they get in trouble to my old God. Yeah. Trying to roll in peace. Yeah. Like you got your Jesus peace. Get down praying. Get up. You can't pray. Everybody say, you got eight. Y'all, that's one of the rappers saying that. That was a rap song right there. You didn't get that. How many of you young folk got that one? Yeah, you think you got your Jesus peace. That's you talking about folk. They about to go to jail. What he was talking about? You done got 8 years on you now. You about to go down, and then you want to pray. Yeah. Now get up. You can't pray. You got to obey the gospel.
Amen.
Everybody want Jesus when they get in trouble, don't they? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know how I got on that one. That was pretty good too. That's a rap song. That's a good one. Who did that? Kodak Black. Kodak Black. That's it. Look at Melo talking about, yeah, bro. That's what's up, you know. I like it, man. When I'm right here. Yeah, that's right, man. I'm pulling up on y'all with some stuff, ain't it? Yeah, pulling up on him. Hey, he's sleeping. He don't have a clue. Sleep. You ain't by yourself. A bunch of folks sleeping. The only the young people and the rappers know what I'm talking about right now. I use the word like sleep, woke, clout chasing. Look at the rich and them all over there laughing. See, you see young adults still into this stuff. They listening to it. They listening to it. Y'all know what clout chasing means? Oh, nah. You know, some of you, all the people that moved into your 30s and 40s, and they start telling me, man, some of that stuff, I don't know what it means anymore. Y'all know what a whip is? I got me a new whip. I pulled up in it this morning. I got a blue, baby blue whip. You see me roll up in it, man. And now I'm dripping some sauce. Adam talking about, hey, Bruce, you talking about some barbecue sauce or something? Knowledge, bro. You know, bro. Yeah, get back to this.
I just try to reach the youth right there. Y'all got me? Feel me? We understand that our souls are at stake. We have to understand that. Now, understand this. Not only is our souls at stake, our families, our children can get caught up in these perversions, these perverted messages, if we don't know what we're talking about. We should be educated. The problem in 1 Corinthians 1, 17, Paul was saying here that I didn't come to baptize, but to preach what?
The gospel.
The gospel. Read.
Not with wisdom of words.
Not get too fancy. That's what's wrong in my ministry class. Like, right, these guys, you want to get into this Greek words and trying to, man, most 90%, 99% of people don't have a clue if you pronounced it right, and you don't either. That's what amazes me. A guy ain't never went to Greek class, go read something and call it ponye. You don't even know if you pronounced it right. Just stay with English. Because nobody care what ponye mean. They may think you're talking about Kanye. Ponye. The brother won't get all fancy. Do the moose. Man, just say dynamite. People know what that is and blow up stuff. That just mean power. You can do word descriptions and define. That's what I'm teaching my ministerial student. Like, I tell them, like, man, if you preaching and I'm sitting there listening to you, I'm thinking about my daddy who barely could speak English good, that really had a sixth grade education, but was a good man with a precious soul, and here you up here trying to get all cute and fancy and then exploit your intelligence and leave my daddy lost because he don't know nothing about exegetical, expository, omnipotent God of heaven. I mean omnipotent. This is omnipotent, all powerful. Why you can't say all powerful? That's not impressive. But that's what's impressing the people of the world. See, they go in these churches where people, these doctors are supposedly more intelligent people can give them what God meant when God put it in an ABC 1-2-3 format. And that's what's going on. So if we just hang Jesus on the cross, we get away from these perversions. People come to the Lord because he suffered for them. Yeah, and you're in the audience today, and I've been sharing with you the gospel. You done heard what Jesus suffered for you. I'm going to tell you something real clearly. And you'd be saying, Brother Brooks told you if you miss heaven. I told you this. If Jesus suffering on the cross don't cause you to obey God and be baptized and quit questioning him and be in the church you can read about in the Bible, you ain't going to heaven. Let me say it differently. You're going to hell. You can't go to heaven. Because what you're doing is you are just rejecting the truth. John 12:48, Jesus said, he that rejected me and received not my words have one that judge him. The words I spoke, the same would judge it in the last day. My friend, we have to decide if we believe this gospel. Do we believe Jesus hung on the cross and suffered for us? Yes or no? If we believe it, Paul is saying, he said, if another come, but there's some that trouble you and will pervert or turn you away from this. Verse number 7, I'm back in Galatians, the gospel of Christ, but though we are an angel, listen to what Paul is saying, even if an angel from heaven come and preach any other gospel unto you than which we have preached, let him be accursed. He said, don't listen to no angel. As before, Paul repeats him, as I said before, so say I now again, if any man preach what? Any other gospel unto you than that what we have received, let him be what?
A curse.
A curse. Man has perverted. I heard on TV this morning that this week is the holiest week for all Christian universe. I said, that's not true. This ain't the holiest week for Brother Brooks. Amen. This every week is holy. Amen. Talking about pump. There comes some perversion. And I get go to Wikipedia because it ain't gonna be in your Bible. Ain't no Palm Sunday in the Bible.
This a perversion. Amen. Coming from Roman Catholicism. That's where it's coming from. It's perverted. They got them thinking about this is the holiest week of Palm Sunday. And you got a palm in your, that's just when Jesus was coming in on a donkey. And they laid palm tree, palm leaves in front of him on the ride in. That means he was coming in. Hosanna in the high. The king was coming in. If he came in on a horse, he came in as a warrior. When he came in on his donkey, he came in as the Prince of Peace. That's all that meant. He never told us to remember Palm Sunday. Then it led to Lent, Palm Sunday to Lent, Holy Week, Good Friday. It was a palm when he rolled in. It was a Good Friday when he died on the cross. And it's Easter when he resurrected. That ain't in your Bible. Nowhere. It's perverted. Anybody, that's a shame before God that they'll use a bunny rabbit laying chicken eggs as a celebration. It's a perverted gospel. A rabbit represents the Savior of the world. It's perverted. They got folk believing this is a universal belief of the church and the Christianity. That what Christians were called Christian first in Antioch, not in Rome. The Vatican is known as the mother of harlots. Oh, what are you saying, brother? I'm exposing where this perversion came from. It came from me. Yeah, listen to the Bible, 1 Timothy chapter 4 and the verses number 1. The Bible said, 1 Timothy 4 and verse number 1, the Spirit speaking expressly, that in latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines, with an S on it, of devils. Read it.
Speaking lies and hypocrisy.
Having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Forbidding
to marry.
That's why them priests raping them boys. That didn't come as perverted. When the Pope says a man can't marry a woman, that's a perverted. Paul said, even if an angel tell you not to marry, Bible, God said marriage is honorable. To avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife. 1 Corinthians chapter 7. But the devil tell that man he can't have a baby. He can't have no woman. And then he'll get that little boy and rape him, molest him. My question today, if I could just some kind of way get to CNN and some kind of way get to Fox News or NBC and interview Brother Brooks, I only got one question. Why ain't nobody asking this question? Where is the children's two movement? Why ain't the kids who've been molested by them priests able to speak up like the woman spoke up against Cosby and against any other man she chooses she want to speak up for? Whether it's true or false, he's guilty already. Why don't the same law apply when it comes to what came from doctrines of devils? I ain't taking it back. And somebody said, "Well, some people don't like my preach." But I'm getting to that part. I'm getting to that. Just a second. Just hold your horses. Yeah, tighten up your belt. I'm coming with it because I know there's some and they ain't on the same page with Brother Brooks, and even might be in this audience. And the reason I'm saying that is that gospel preaching includes warnings. Paul said, "I spirit speaking this prison, a lot of times some shall depart from the faith, getting heed, seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared." They're not bothered by this stuff. With a hot iron, forbidding
to marry.
And commanding
to abstain from
eating meat on Good Friday. That didn't come from God. Read it.
Which God had created to be received.
God created pork chops. Fried chicken. Amen. Hammocks. Hog maw. Yeah, man, chillin'. Boy, y'all got to be black to understand what I just said. Y'all be showing up black to get that chitlin part. Y'all, you eat chitlin? Man, you ain't got nothing. Oh, how many of y'all eat chillerlings? Chillerlings. Huh? Raise your hand. Ain't nobody eat chillerlings in here? Man, some chillerlings and some, hog maws and some hot sauce. And so put some garlic, you know, try to put garlic on because you think it's going to clog up your hair and everything. Put garlic on and try to stop all that. Anyway, they stink, but they taste real good. What was I talking about?
Which God had created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth.
See, that's why I go ahead and don't eat that pig. Yeah, I go, we abstain from pork. I said, well, go right ahead. I'm going to eat me a pork chop when it fried up real good. Ain't you going to eat you one? You eat you one? Mike said, I'm straight vegetarian now, bro. How many of y'all veggies? Got one or two veggies in here. But, huh? Andrew here. Ken's a veggie. Yeah. Some of us need to be more veggie because we too much meat. So we got to get a balance in it. But don't stop eating meat because you say, God don't want me to eat meat. That's lying. God ain't said it. He said, everything I created was good. Is that what he said?
For every creature of God
is
good.
Where did that come from? Where did that come from, man? Go back over to Glades, because I'm out of time. My clock said I got 10 more hours. A whole lot of time, don't it? Bro, I'm talking about, nah, bro, Brooks, that ain't. I'm going to stop. This is good. Go read on.
For do I not persuade man or God?
Read.
Or do I seek to please man? For if I yet please man, I should not be the servant of Christ.
See, I told you I was going to get to it, didn't I? Paul said what?
But I certify you.
And this is what young preachers are saying. We don't preach to please men. Paul said, if I please men, I'm not the servant of Christ. Here's why. Read on.
But I certify
see,
you,
I certify,
brethren.
I guarantee you this.
That the gospel which was preached of
Brother
me.
Brooks is preaching, I'm like Paul.
It's not after man.
It ain't for what man say. Read.
For I neither received it of man.
Paul said he was apostle. A man didn't tell him what to say.
Neither was I taught it.
And he didn't teach it. He wasn't taught that from some man. But Paul was guided by the Holy Spirit.
But by the revelation of Jesus
Christ.
That's
how he got it. Now let me give you some perversions. Not taking the Lord's Supper on the first Sunday. The command in Matthew chapter 26. Jesus commanded his disciples to do this. Drink ye all of it. In Matthew 26, he told his disciples to drink. And then in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23, get there for me. For Paul said, this you do in remembrance of me. The memorial service, drinking the blood. Now, I drink all of it, just like Jesus said. I don't leave nothing in the cup. I go, get all the juice out. I want all the blood out of that cup, man. You know what I'm saying? Because that blood keeps you cleansed, amen. I want all the cleansing I can get. Amen, somebody. Listen what the book says. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 11, 23.
For I have received of the Lord, which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus,
the same night when he was betrayed
took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and said,
Take,
eat.
This is my body,
which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
This is a command. This do in remembrance of me. That's a command. Now, when did they do it? You got to go back to apostles. Go to Acts 20, verse 7, and you will find when the disciples broke bread. Acts 20, verse 7, the book says there,
upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread.
The first Sunday.
The first day of the week.
Any day you want to walk in and talk to the priest.
The first day of the week.
It don't say that, does it? It says the Christians said in the first century, upon the first day of the week, kept this commandment. What was the first day of the week? The day of the resurrection. That's Sunday. So the Christians in the Bible broke bread on the first day of the week. Now our Baptist friend would say, it says as oft as you do. Yeah, it does say as oft. And then it go over there and tell us how oft. You find how oft? First day every Sunday. Every week got a first day in it, don't it? Then every week you better be drinking this blood. Now let me give you another hint just in case you ain't been baptized and not a member of church. Drinking the blood won't save you. You got to get washed in it first. Baptism is the beginning of being washed in the blood. And at that point, you drink blood every Sunday, because without the shed of the blood, there is no remission of sin. Hebrews 9 and the verse 22. And we walk in the light, 1 John 4 and 5. As he's in the light, we maintain fellowship with him by drinking the blood. I would say to everybody here, you better be in here every Sunday drinking that blood. That's the only hope you got. Because you can't live perfectly. That's a lie that's been told by liars. Ain't nobody walking in them doors without sin. None of us. And if you say you without sin, we know what your sin is. Lying. Because a man say he had no sin, he is a liar, and the truth is not in him. That's what the Bible say. I've been washed in the blood, and I've been drinking it for 34 years. I'm going to keep drinking it. Matter of fact, I ain't missed no worship services either. Uh-oh. Somebody said, what? Well, I missed the worship service because I was sick. But I ain't just lose because I was upset at the church. I'm mad at my sister in Christ. I don't like what's going on with me and Sharon. I don't like what's on. I ain't going back over there no more. You ain't hurt nobody but you. You hurt you. You hurt your relationship with God. God ain't did nothing to you. Your issue is you. That's you. That's your issue. How I'm not going for whatever reason is your problem. But anyway, I got that. I got that. There was the last verse over there where I wanted to go to, in one verse 10 and 11, I think it is. Where is that? Yeah, 10 and 11, that's where I want to be. The gospel preached to me and not after who? Not after me. Man. That's it? Yes. What the verse after that say?
For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Christ Jesus. For ye have heard of my conversation in time past in the Jews' religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God and wasted it.
Paul went on and said, I taught it wrong, but now I teach it right. Here's where we are. Praying the sinner's prayer is a perversion. You can't be saved by praying. You got to believe and be baptized to be saved. Any church would do is a perversion coming from the constitutional freedom. Attend the church of your choice is not biblical. It's in the Constitution. But if you want to base your soul on constitutional freedoms, written by men who were not inspired. If you want to base your salvation on Wikipedia, go ahead and celebrate Palm Sunday, Lent, and Ash Sunday, and put ash whatever. Put some ashes on your head if you want to, or you're going to burn in ashes too. So you're saying, Brother Brooke, you're going to hell because you can't be saved like that. You got to decide to obey the truth and get away from Wikipedia. If it ain't in the Bible, it ain't from God. That's what we need to understand. That's what we need to understand. That's it. Here's where we are today. You know, Church of Christ, you know what we should be thankful for? We know the truth. We got the truth. Amen. We know book, chapter, and what? Verse. We speak where the Bible speaks, and be silent where the Bible is silent. Do things the Bible way. Say things like they said it in the Bible. Hold to the Bible and don't move. Why? The gospel preached to me is not after. That's the kind of preacher you have. She said, Brother Brooks, and you're visiting with her, you say, well, this ain't what I came for. This ain't what I, well, on the day of judgment, and you, me and you standing there, and you stand by me and I stand by you, and me and you talk to God, and God said, Brooks, you were wrong for preaching that book that I gave you. Then that would make God a liar. But if we standing there, and God said, I see here, you was April, what day was that? April what? 14. April 14, what year? 2019, I see here, yeah. You went to the Church of Christ in Hollow Heights. That's where Brooks preached at. Oh, yeah, he told you. Yep, told you about my son dying on the cross, blood shed it, see that. He told you about communion every Sunday, see that. He told you about my son's church was the Church of Christ. I see he told you that, I see that. And I see you walked out. So you didn't believe him, did you? Now, did you think I was going to change my mind once you got here? And he said, well, Lord, I was just hoping you changed your mind. But you had a shot. He gave you the truth. You didn't believe it. You walked out. Because you didn't want to be saved. But if you want to be saved, then you'll hear how Jesus suffered, bled, and died for you. You'll believe that with all of your heart.
that he hung on that cross, not because you see it, but because of this book called the Bible. And you'll say, Brother Brooks, what does this book tell me to do? Be saved. This book tells you to believe he hung on that cross. This book tells you to believe it with all of your heart. And without faith, Hebrews 11:6, it's impossible to please him. This book tells you, Jesus said himself, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, Mark 16:15. So that same Jesus gave you specific things to do. You believe and be baptized to be saved. And once you're baptized, you contact the blood, Revelation 1:5. That blood will wash your sins away. You receive the Holy Spirit. It's intelligent. It don't make you flop and foam at the mouth. That's a dumb spirit. It don't make you speak in tongues. That don't come from the Bible either. The Holy Spirit is intelligent. You have to have the Holy Spirit in order to communicate with God. Romans 8. Yeah, our spirit bear witness with his spirit. And the Holy Spirit utter utterance to God when we pray, because we don't know how to pray like we ought to pray. So the Holy Spirit translated to God's language, and that's how you get to God through prayer. So if you ain't got the Holy Spirit because you wasn't baptized, and the reason you wasn't baptized because you didn't believe Jesus, because if you believed Jesus, you just wouldn't question it. You would believe and be baptized. You wouldn't question him. But you've been perverted. You got some other belief system coming from something other than the Bible. And when you get the Bible, you'll believe and be baptized, and then the Lord then will add you to the body of Christ, the church of Christ, and that's the only one in the Bible. It ain't in Wikipedia, but it's in the Bible. It's called the church of what? Of who? Christ. And so if you say, Brother, I want to be a member, well, you come walk down the aisle, I'm going to ask you this question. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is Son of God? Don't be ashamed of it. If you ain't ashamed, then say, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. That's found in Acts 8:37. If you believe that, we're going to take you right now and baptize you. We got clothes. We got everything for you. We praying for you. It's your decision. Nobody can force it on you. It's yours all by yourself. You're like you'll be by yourself on the day of judgment. It's you walk down here. We will baptize you as commanded by our Lord, because we preach a gospel that didn't come from no man. We preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And then those of us who are members of the Lord's church, we come through repentance. We come through confession. We ask God to forgive us, and we keep living this life, and we're going to live it till one day we die. And when our hands hit the dying pillow, our eyes are closed for the last time, and our tongues have been silenced by death, God has promised. I hear you hear him say, well done, that good and faithful sir. One day we're going to hear that. Amen, somebody. I'm pretty, I feel good as good preacher. I want to come again myself. Sometimes I'll get baptized myself. Just do it again. I mean, y'all felt like this. Man, I just want to go get baptized again. It felt so good when you come up clean. Ain't no sin. Just go get, take your bath and get you some soap and water. Ain't? Once you've been washed in the blood, you're good. Amen. Who want to come? Who want to come? And then perhaps you're here and you're sad and hard, something going on with your family. You lost a loved one, or you've been grieving, and this lesson didn't apply so much to you, but it does in this sense, that God knows what you're going through, but the word of God must be preached to everyone. And to you, I would say to you, come to God. Ask for him to help you, and to help you get through your grief, get through your pain. Understand this, pain, our faith does not insulate us from human pain. Faith don't, it don't mean because you crying your faith is weak and you don't trust God. Faith is not an insulation from tribulations. We go through tribulations to get experience. Once we get the experience, you got to go through the travail, the pain of losing a loved one, the pain of losing your job, the pain of life. You got to go through it in order to have an experience to share with somebody else. If God took all the pain, we would never have no experience. Do not count faith as pain. Ain't nobody lacking faith because they having pain. Faith does not insulate us from the human pain. Faith means we know how to deal with it. You deal with it with God, or you deal with it without God, but you gonna have pain. What my choice is, deal with it with God. And don't expect to escape pain just because you're a Christian. Because you're not. You got to go through it. If any man suffer, let him suffer as a Christian. Amen. You come in today, you need prayer, you come to the front. If you need to be baptized, come to the front. If you got a need that we can pray for you and pray for you. If you want to make confession, come to the front. We got this song to ready to go. Lord, I want to be a Christian. That's a good one. If you want to be a Christian, I want you to come to the front. You hear the gospel, believe it with all of your heart. Repent of your sin, confess you to be Son of God. We'll baptize you this morning for the remission of your sins. Because the gospel we preach is not after who. Man, when you come, let's get over standing and sing. Amen.